And today we're looking at the word tenacity. And I know what you're thinking. Tenacity doesn't necessarily sound like a word that you would associate with Christianity. Maybe it sounds like something you need in order to join a CrossFit gym. Or maybe it's something you tell your seventh grader when they're ready to throw their math homework in the trash can. You say, have tenacity. But we don't necessarily look at the word tenacity as a word of faith. However, today we're going to look at one woman's small story in the book of Mark. A woman who was at the end of her rope. A woman who had every reason to believe that hope was gone and that her sad, inconsequential life would never bring her joy. And as we look at her story, we're going to find that even in these circumstances, she was a tenacious woman. She refused to let hope die. She refused to let go of her faith, and she was rewarded immensely for it. My hope is that we will walk away remembering that when we bring ourselves to the Lord, when we continue to choose Him, even when things look hopeless, when we tenaciously grab hold of the hem of His robe and refuse to let go, that is when we discover the God who loves us back with that same determination. So before we begin, will you pray with me? Lord God, You are a marvel. Thank You for being a God who is big enough to part the oceans and to move the mountains, but also being a God who is small enough to know us so intimately that You know every hair on our head. We are so grateful that we get to worship You in this place with our friends and our family. This morning, would You teach us something new about who You are and something new about who You've created us to be? Pray all these things in Your name. Amen. So let's begin with a deeper understanding of this woman who Jesus encounters. The Bible doesn't mention her name or her station in life or really any details about her other than the fact that she is a woman who has a disease where she has been bleeding for 12 years. Now, in this culture, a woman with bleeding issues like this would be ostracized from her community. She would have been excluded from her family and her friends and her place of worship because her illness would make her unclean. In fact, there would be a special tent set up outside of her community for her to live in while she was bleeding. And this woman has been bleeding for 12 years. So as a woman in this culture, she is already without consequence. And the Bible emphasizes that for us by not even giving her a name or telling us if she has any family. So we know that she's already inconsequential, but because of her disease, we also see that she is without community. She's isolated, she is lonely, she is hopeless. And it says that she has spent all she has trying to be well. She has tenaciously sought answers. She isn't willing to just accept her lot in life. She is determined to change it. But everything she's tried, everywhere she has gone, has come up with nothing. But Scripture tells us she has heard of this man named Jesus. She has heard what He can do. We assume that she has heard that He can heal others, that He has healed others. And here she finds herself, desperate, in a crowd of people as Jesus is passing by. And in one moment, she decides to reach out and grab the hem of His robe, believing that just a touch of His clothing could change her whole life. This is no small feat. This is no small act. Her touching Jesus would be considered incredibly inappropriate and would have been severely punished. But she is struggling and determined and tenacious. And that desperation and that tenacity moves her to action. Her belief pushes her forward. And the very second that she touches Christ's robe, her illness is healed. After all this time, after searching for answers everywhere, after spending every dime she had, here in this moment, just the simple touch of Christ's robe has healed her. I want to pause for a moment and say, church, sometimes we forget the power of Christ. A simple touch of his clothing has healed this woman, has changed her life. And the story could end there. A hopeless woman finds hope amidst the crowd, is healed, and goes on her way. But Jesus wants to teach the crowd something through this woman. He wants them to see someone who before was invisible to them. And so it says that he felt the power go out from him, and he stops and asks the crowd, who touched him? Now his disciples and his friends all say, Jesus, there are a lot of people here today. We can't quite tell who touched you. And in that moment, this unnamed woman makes another courageous decision. Because there's tons of people around. She could easily slip away. She doesn't have to say anything. And yet, she comes forward in her fear, in her trembling, in her uncertainty at how Jesus is going to respond. She comes forward and she tells him her story. And Jesus looks at her and he sees her. And in front of the crowd, he affirms her and says that her faith has healed her. This woman has courage to speak up. And in that moment, Christ rewards her for it, for her faith and for her determination and tenacity. Church, our ability to bear down and hold tightly to the hem of Christ's robe when our world is pushing against us, this is tenacity, and this is what helps us see light in darkness. When I think about this kind of tenacity, I think about a friend of mine from high school named Zach. When we were growing up, Zach was always interested in the outdoors. He spent his weekends surfing and hiking and exploring. And in fact, I was telling the chapel service that we had last names that alphabetically were right next door to each other. And so we had every class together from freshman year all the way through senior year. And every year on the first day of school, without a doubt, Zach would do everything that he possibly could to get a seat by the window. And he would spend every class of every week of every year just staring out that window, waiting for the bell to ring so that he could go outside in the sunshine. This was a boy who loved the outdoors. And as a side note, a small commercial for California, that is a state where you can have oceans and mountains and desert all in one convenient drive. You pay for it with your rent, but it is a beautiful state. So Zach really, he just loved to be outdoors. Will you put the picture up on the screen? Today, Zach lives in the Sierra Nevada mountains, and on his off time, he volunteers as part of the Mono County Sheriff Department's search and rescue team. This means that Zach, along with his fellow team members, are called in when someone is missing or injured and they need to be brought safely down the mountain. It's an incredibly dangerous job, and my friend Zach does it for free. And recently, he posted on Facebook about a particularly difficult rescue. It was the middle of the night, and a young man had had an extremely bad fall, and he had an open fracture in his left leg. He was stuck at the base of a peak high during a rare and scary May snowstorm. Because of the storm, Zach and his team were unable to get a helicopter rescue, which is the kind of rescue they would usually use in a fracture like this. And so they spent 14 grueling hours in the middle of the night through snow and wind and incredibly dangerous climbing conditions, literally carrying this young man to safety. This is a picture of the team in the early morning as they're about 3 miles from their destination. I want you to imagine the kind of tenacity this job requires. There must have been moments when Zach and his team members wanted to quit, when it felt like the night would never end, when they thought that they couldn't possibly carry this man a single step further. And yet each step was a choice towards hope. Each step determinedly said, we believe that he is worth saving. We believe that we can save him. Each step, this team is saying, The sun will rise, the night will end, we will get this man to safety. That is what tenacity looks like. That is what determined belief of hope is. It's when we say, no matter what the world is telling us, no matter how we have been beaten down or ostracized or isolated or hurt, that we believe our God is a God of hope. That we believe that our God can perform miracles, can heal 12 years of hemorrhaging, can get a man down a mountain against all odds. We have to have a dogged belief that our God is good, that he is who he says he is, and that he will do what he said he would do. Over the next weeks, as we gather all of these different words of faith together and use them to strengthen our inner lives, may we remember to be tenacious. May we remember this picture and say to ourselves, the night may be long, but the sun will rise. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for giving us the story of an unnamed bleeding woman to remind us that tenacity is also a gift of faith, to remind us that courage can be rewarded, to show us that you are a good God and that you want restoration and reconciliation and healing for us all. This morning, will you give us each an injection of that tenacity, that dogged belief of hope? Pray all these things in your name.